Can you walk us through how you found out and what you did in response to finding out that news?
Yeah, sure. Actually, over the course of a summer a few years ago, my son was acting out a lot, angry, upset, sad, just very emotional, different than normal. And I said, you know, are you okay? What's going on? And interestingly, he started asking me questions about relationships. So I thought that was interesting and wondered where the questions were coming from. But I let him ask his questions and answered them as best I could in a way that was supportive and honest. Finally, I asked, why are you asking me these questions? And he said, he gave me the name of somebody and said, because he did that to me. And it was a complete shock.
And what resources did you find that you needed to help you with parenting in this new landscape after your son started disclosing this stuff?
I called the police first and let them know, and they said they would send just an officer over. It was very simple, too. They actually called me and said, we're here, so I could go out and meet them. My son never knew. When they did contact us, it was a very nice process of how things were handled and dealt with. So we went to Alaska Cares, which I had never even heard of before this, and investigators talked to us. People from Alaska Cares spoke to us, and my son was in the room. Again, it was handled gracefully and graciously by the people at Alaska Cares. Some people worry, I think is the right word, that if you share this kind of stuff, then you're going to be defined by it. And you're not. You're not defined by it. And he's not defined by it. And that's something, too, that we talk about a lot, is that, yeah, this happened. Because there are days when he says, well, I'm the one that went through this. You know, I was sexually abused. And it's like, yes, you were. And you're also incredibly smart and bright and loving and kind and funny. And you try to look at all those positive things that, you know, to help him remember to see those, because it doesn't define him. It's one piece of him. It's a thread of, you know, his story. But he's a lot more than that.
Absolutely. What would you like to say to your son? Is there anything you'd like to say to him?
I think I would say the things I try to say as often as possible, which is going to get me choked up. But that he's strong. He's incredibly brave. He has a super bright future ahead of him. And he's such a good, good person. And I try to remind him of that. I think he struggles with, I should say, feeling like he is bad or he did something wrong or he in some way deserved to be hurt. But that's not true. And I try to make sure he knows that every day because he really is good. So I'm just really proud of him.
I am too. And I'm so proud of you. And it takes a really compassionate person to use their trauma to help heal others. So thank you so much for the honor and the privilege of allowing us to be here and hear your story and to share it.